Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Mwah! Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, and kicking off our 24th year on the air. And just about to kick off our 24th year on the internet, our simulcast as well, coming up real soon, that anniversary. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Greg Cazera joins us on a regular basis and try to restore some order with limited success. Hey, Greg, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
It's Shale, S-H-A-L-E, Crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T, USA.com.
ShaleCrescentUSA.com. Also, your own website. Is it GregCazera.com?
It's Greg Cazera, GregCazera.com.
K-O-Z. With a K and a Z, folks. Greg Cazera. Hey, Greg, when I think about climate change, I care about the planet too. I love trees. I love wildlife. I want my grandsons to have a good planet to live in, good clean water, clean air. I want that. Nobody doesn't want that. But I also want them to have peace in their lifetime and not have to worry about some kind of Chinese or Russian or Iranian overlord. And when I think of what is the one thing that we should be grateful for in America that could actually make that happen, one single thing that America possesses that can make that happen, I think about our energy blessings, our energy resources. That when you think about it, I mean, look at the global map. Look at how small America is, continental America is, and I guess you got to throw in Alaska. Look at all that, and think about what our resources are, and that not only does that help America thrive and prosper and do well, but we can use those resources for good around the world. Why isn't that something that we should celebrate and be thankful for?
Well, we should. And, you know, I'm a person of faith, but if you read the Bible, there's a parable about the three servants.
Yeah.
And the master gave them each one, 10 talent, 1 5, and one
right.
One. The one with the 10 and the one with the 5 all went out and doubled their money. And when the master came back, he said, "My good and faithful servants, come share your master's joy." The guy that had the one buried it in the ground,
mm-hmm.
And when he came back, he gave it back to his master, and he said, "You lazy, wicked servant," and he threw him out. And I look at our resources this way. If we leave those in the ground, if we don't take advantage of those, and we have a responsibility, to your point, to use them for the benefit of the planet and for all people,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, those people want to leave that in the ground. I look at them as that wicked servant.
Well,
they're going to have a rough way to go to try to explain how what they're doing is good, because we're already cleaning up the air in places like India. We're creating more food. You can't – wind and solar, those resources, they don't create feedstock. You got to have mm-hmm. feedstock. You got to have oil and gas mm-hmm. to be able to do the things we're doing with to feed this planet of now soon to be 9 trillion people. That's huge.
You're exactly right. And I love your analysis of that, Greg. One of the things that I think we could all do is meet in the middle and say, okay, what do we have? How can we use it? And what can we do over the next generation to phase that out? And so let's marry innovation for renewable energy, for non-carbon resources. Let's have a plan that phases it out, doesn't cut it off at the knees like the climate change zealots want. Let's be honest about this. I report with the futurist, Joel Barker, once a month on new things that are coming down the pike that are going to, like hydrogen cells, things like that, magnetic propulsion, things like that. Those are in our future, but we're not going to have those tomorrow. We have to phase these in, and let's be smart about our resources. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we got to use what we have available to us. You mentioned a lot of things. I've talked to a lot of people that are dealing with the whole hydrogen technology. But even you look at, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to use wind and solar for 40 years. I remember going to Epcot back in the early 80s. And we're still not there. And there's a reason why we're not there. It's because it doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. You can't. And you think, look at Iceland. What they're doing, they got off of most of their fossil fuels. They didn't do it wind and solar. They did it with what they have. They have geothermal. 85% of their homes are heated with geothermal energy. And they're using what they have. We can do great things. We have creativity.
Greg, I've got personal liberty. I got to wrap it up for now. I love having you on the show. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work. Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen, representing the Shell Crescent. And, of course, his book is called Learn Leadership. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.